moving to agenda item 5. This is the elk general seasons and special permits. This is a decision, and we have Brock somewhere. Or do we?
We do now. Let's give him a moment.
Okay.
Hi, Brock. We've got you promoted to panelist. Can you hear us? Perfect.
I'm getting there. It kind of, when you turned me on, it kind of blinked out and froze a little bit. So
yeah.
Let me
good.
Get my bearings and get the screen shared, and then I think we can move forward.
Perfect. No rush.
Okay. Can everybody see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Carpenter, members of the commission, deputy director. We're going to review WACs 220-415-050 and 220-415-060, elk general seasons and elk special permits. Oh, my keyboard is not working. Let's try my mouse. There we go. Okay, so the content of the presentation today is just going to be a brief statewide overview of our elk herds, a summary of the minor adjustments that we presented in March. But then also in March, we did not present any final recommendations for the Clackam and Yakima elk herds because both of those populations are below objective, and we wanted to postpone our recommendation until we had harvest estimates of harvest in the 2019 season and our survey results. And then at the end, I'll field any questions that members of the commission might have. So real quick overview, we have 10 elk herds in the state. Six of those elk herds are currently at objective, but we have four that are currently below objective, which includes the Clackam, Yakima, Blue Mountains, and Mount St. Helens elk herds. So a brief summary of recommendations we presented in March for elk general seasons, where we removed GMU 655, which is Anderson Island, from the list of GMUs open during modern firearm general elk seasons in western Washington. We proposed no changes in the North Cascades, South Rainier, Olympic, Willapa Hills, Selkirk, or the Blue Mountains elk herd areas for general seasons. We proposed minor adjustments in the North Rainier and Mount St. Helens elk herd areas. Both of those adjustments were associated with mitigating elk damage, and we postponed recommendations for the Clackam and Yakima elk herds until survey and harvest data were available, as I mentioned before. Moving on to elk special permits, we recommended a reduction in permits for both bulls and antlerless elk in the Blue Mountains. Again, that was related to the current status of that herd being below objective. We recommended a reduction in permits for antlerless elk in Mount St. Helens for similar reasons, and we postponed the development of final recommendations for the Clackam and Yakima elk herds. Some minor adjustments elsewhere, we added language to the rule that clarifies the bag limit is one elk, even if permits are drawn in more than one category. We made no recommended adjustments in the South Rainier and Selkirk elk herd areas. And we had minor adjustments that were proposed in the North Cascades, North Rainier, Olympic, and Willapa Hills elk herd areas. So moving on specifically to the Clackam elk herd, this was our problem statement. So we've seen a steady decline in this herd. Our 20 surveys in this spring indicated the herd had declined again for a fifth consecutive year. We were sitting at approximately 3,700 elk. We're currently 18% below objective. When we got our 2019 harvest data, between 2018 and 2019, our average antlerless harvest in this elk herd was 327 antlerless elk. that's a problem based on those estimates and some basic population projection models that we had developed. We highly anticipate that this herd would decline again in 2021 if the same level of antlerless harvest were to occur in 2020. Given the current recruitment rates that we've been observing for this population. So based on that, we have recommended eliminating opportunities to harvest antlerless elk during early and late general archery seasons in GMUs 328 and 329. Those two GMUs represent the core area for this herd. We retained opportunities in GMUs 249, 334, and 335 because those are areas where we don't really promote large numbers of elk. And we propose to offset some of the opportunity loss with special permits. And so when we set our permit levels for the Clockham, we did so with a harvest target of 100 antlerless elk. We would not like to exceed that in 2020 to include the elk that are harvested in damaged situations. We reduced the number of antlerless permits for modern firearm and muzzleloader hunters, and we eliminated opportunities for youth, senior, and hunters with disabilities. These changes are summarized in the packet, your handouts, but they're also summarized in the table to the left. And I forgot to point out that we added some permit opportunities for the archery seasons that we had to eliminate during the general season. Moving to the Yakima herd, our most recent population estimate was last spring in 2019. At that time, we were at approximately 14% below objective. We could not conduct a population estimate this year because the mild winter conditions prevented elk from concentrating on winter range. And when that occurs, we know we're not going to see as many elk as we would during a normal winter, so we do not fly. That being said, we still had approximately 4,100 elk that came down to the feed sites, and we generated estimates of calf-to-cow ratios from those elk that were on feed sites, and our estimated calf-to-cow ratio this year was 19 per 100, which is the lowest documented calf ratio for the Yakima herd over the last decade. So even though we were not able to generate a population estimate with a calf-to-cow ratio that low, there's a strong likelihood that this herd declined again and probably at best remained stable. So similar to the Clockham, once we got our 2019 antlerless harvest, we were able to compare that to 2018. And over those 2 years, our average antlerless harvest was 275 antlerless elk. Again, looking at a simple population projection model, it indicates that if we were to have that same level of antlerless harvest in 2020, we would expect this population to continue to decline. So for the Yakima, we also recommended eliminating opportunities to harvest antlerless elk during all early and late general archery seasons. We are recommending to offset some of that loss opportunity with special permits. And we set permit numbers in Yakima with a harvest target of 150 antlerless elk, including elk harvested in damaged situations. Dissimilar to the Clockham, we were still able to retain opportunities for youth, senior, and hunters with disabilities. And the permits are summarized in the table below and also in your packets that you have in front of you. So public comment, when we presented in March, they indicated general support and understanding for the need to reduce antlerless harvest, but the consensus on how opportunities should be reduced was lacking. Other themes included wanting the department to address predator management and reducing tribal harvest. At the March commission meeting, we heard public testimony. We had no testimony that was in support. We received one comment from representative from the Washington State Bowhunters Association, that was in opposition to the proposal because they were opposed to elimination of opportunities to harvest antlerless elk during general archery seasons. During the extended comment period, we received one comment that expressed general support. One comment supported youth permits and GMU 371. One comment was in opposition. It was the same person that testified at the March meeting. And we had one comment in opposition to changes in the Master Hunter season length in GMU 371. And one comment advocated for separate Master Hunter seasons for each weapon type in GMU 371. One comment advocated for allowing elk to expand into agricultural areas. And one comment advocated for antlerless permits in GMU 653, which is the White River GMU in the North Regina Elk Herd. So with that, I'll take any questions that the commission might have at this time.
Any questions from the commission?
Yes, Commissioner Carpenter.
Yes, Commissioner Thorburn.
We talked about this a little bit at the Wildlife Committee meeting yesterday. We've been watching the Clackamas and Yakima herds for several years now with concern and responding to those in terms of restricting opportunity. You've set very specific harvest removal targets for each of those to try to start turning the curve around on this continued decline. So it seems like, and I appreciate that we're trying to maintain some opportunity. It seems very important that we not exceed those targets if we're going to see this turn around. In the Yakima, I believe it is, general season is being closed in two GMUs. That says that we'll probably push hunters into those other GMUs. Now, the reason for the closure in the two GMUs is that's where the elk concentrate. So even if there's more hunting going on in the other GMUs, the success rate will probably be low enough to ensure that we won't exceed the targets that you set?
Yeah, so the two GMUs that were closed and then the other three that remained open, that was actually in the Clackamas elk herd. And so our harvest target was primarily focused on the core herd area, which is 328 and 329. So I probably should have clarified that. So we feel comfortable if we have higher than normal antlerless harvest in those other three GMUs, but we also don't, because those are areas that we try to keep elk numbers low to begin with because there's such a high potential for conflict with agricultural producers. And so we've always had those very liberal seasons because we're okay with that level of harvest occurring there. To your point of concerns about when you close a really popular area for hunters, they're gonna go seek new areas out where that opportunity is still allowed. That was one of the factors that we considered when we said, do we need to close the general seasons in Yakima? So we thought there's probably a pretty good chance that we could have just closed one general archery antlerless season in the Yakima, you know, either early or late, and still maintained the level of harvest that we would like to see. But what we were concerned about, if the hunter numbers stayed the same, but because we closed the Clackamas, we thought those hunters would just move over to Yakima and our hunter densities would increase substantially. So that's also, I would call obligated to, one of the reasons to remove the general season antlerless opportunities in Yakima as well.
Any other questions of Brock or comments? This is a decision. Does someone, do you have a motion language? There you are. Thank you, Brock.
Larry, I'll move the motion.
Okay. Commissioner Smith?
I move to adopt WACS 220-415-050 and 220-415-060 as presented by staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith. Do we have a second?
This is Jim Anderson. I will second.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Smith and a second by Commissioner Anderson. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much, Brock. Appreciate your work.
Thank you.
We are now at agenda item six.